Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and praise the Lord, everybody. Y'all don't have to give me 1 minute. Just give me a few minutes. I'm not in where I need to be at because I had to move my husband around and do a couple of other things, but it won't be long. Just give me a second. Give me a second. One second. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. I just give God all the praise tonight and all the glory. I magnify His holy name on tonight. I give him glory. I give him praise. We're going to get ready to go and have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Y'all know I'm just trying to get it together here. I'm down here now. I can't even open the lines up till I get it pulled up. So I'm going to get ready to read a scripture, at least you can hear me. Scripture reading will be coming from 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul, in all that is. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, whose coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flame in fire, who laid the foundation of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Thou covetest it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke, thy fled. At the voice of thy thunder, thy hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys into the place which thou hast found it for them. Set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give a drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He waters the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herbs for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. I have just read you from Psalms 104, from the first verse down to the 14th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Y'all just give me a minute. I don't know what's going on. It's nothing but a distraction. I ain't even worried about it. It's just a distraction going on. Just a distraction. But my Father, yes, God.
Battery full. Connected you. I found.
Yes, one second.
At Safe Life, we have service where you need it.
Whether you're in Greektown, even here at the museum,
we can take care of you. Start with our convenient online scheduling to get a quote, or we can work with your insurance. Yes.
That's all right.
Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come today, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I come right now just giving you worship and giving you praise tonight. I worship you, God. I praise your name, God. And we bless your holy name, Father. We lift your name up on tonight. And we bless you tonight, God. And we magnify your name tonight. And we just thank you for this opportunity, God, to study your word, God. And we magnify you tonight. And we glorify you tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us tonight, God. I'm asking you to open up our minds, God. Open up our, that we may receive your word, God, that we may understand your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask you to send your anointing down. Send the power of the Holy Ghost down tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to send the fire of God down. In the name of Jesus, let me decrease, God, that the Holy Ghost may increase, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I have no power, no authority of myself, God, but it's all about you, by your power, by your might, by the Spirit of the Lord, not by my power, not by my might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. But when the enemy come in like a flood, you lift up a standard against him, God. And I thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. I bless your name on tonight. Father, let us have a clear understanding tonight, God. A clear understanding, God. Father, I thank you. I pray and I ask all these things in Jesus' name, and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to get ready to start reading in Joshua chapter 19. Joshua chapter 19. And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And they had in their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, and Molada, and Hazorah, Shual, in Bala, in Azim, in El Tolad, in Bethul, in Harma, Ziklag, Beth Markobot, in Hazarush Shusha, in Beth Lebaoth, in Sherahin. Yes.
Before you get too far. Are we on
17?
I thought we was on
17. Oh, no, we did 17. No, we've done 17. Yeah, we did 17 and 18 last week.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Cities and their villages. A.N., Rimon, and Ether, and Ashan, four cities and their villages, and all the villages that were around and about these cities to Baalath-beer, Ramoth of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the part of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. And the third lot came up for the children of Zebulun, according to their families, and the borders of their inheritance was unto Sarid, and their borders went up toward the sea of Marlah and reached to Debabashit, anyway, and reached to the river that is before Jokin, and turned from Sarid eastward toward the sun rising unto the border of Chisla Tabor, and then goeth out to Deborah, and goeth up to Japhia, and from thence passed on along on the east of Gittai, Hefer, Kazan, and goeth out to the Rimon Methor to Nea, and the border compassed it on the north side of Hamathon, and the outgoing thereof are in the valley of the Jephthia, and Katith, and Nahali. It's okay. And Nahali, and Shamaron, and Adaliah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities, and their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to their families. These cities with their villages. And the fourth lot came out to Issachar for the children of Issachar according to their families. And their borders were toward Jezreel, Chisaluth, and Shanam, and Hephram, and Shion, and Anaharath, and Ribbeth, and Kishion, and Abiz, and Rimeth, and Ganem, and in Hadid, and Bethpazia, and the coast reaches to Tabor, and Shazamir, and Beth Shemesh, and the outgoing of their borders were at Jordan, 16 cities and their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities of the valley, of their valley. And the 15th lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, and their borders were Helkath, and Halai, and Beten, and Asaphath, Elamic, and Amad, and Mishael, and reach it to Horma westward of and to Shahor, Libanoth, and turning toward the sun rising to Beth Dagon, and reach to Zebulun, and to the valley of Japhethiel, toward the north side of Beth Emek and Neil, and goeth out to Kabul, out to the left hand. And Hebron, and Rehob, and Haman, and Cana, even unto Great Sidon. And then the coast turned to Ramon, to the strong city, Tyre, and the coast turned to Hosa, and the outgoing thereof are at sea, from the coast to Azra, at Chizu, Azil, Yuma, also Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance. Somebody knew this. It's not on. Mute your phone. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families. These cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, even the children of Naphtali according to their families, and their coast was from Helipha, Helena, from Alien, Alon, to Zinnamon, and Adamai, Nikeb, and Jabneel, unto Lakum, outgoing thereof were at Jordan. And then the coast turned westward to Azia, Tabor, and goeth out from this to Hukok, and reach to Zebulun on the south side, and reach to Asna on the west side, and to Judah upon the Jordan toward the sunrise, and in the fifth city are Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Chitterath, and Adamah, and Ramah, and Hazor, and Kadesh, Edereel, and in Hazor, and Aaron, Migdali, Horam, Bethaniah, and Bethshemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families and cities and their villages. Okay.
And the 17th lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. And the coast of their inheritance was Zora and Eshtaol and Ershemesh and Shayelabin and Ajalon and Jethla and Elon and Dimnatha and Ekron and Eltitha and Gibbethon and Bayelit and Jayug and Benaberet and Gathrimmon and Mejerkon and Rekon with the border before Jepho. And the coast of the children of Dan went out too little for them. And therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Lisham and took it and smote it with the edge of the sword and possessed it and dwelled therein and called Lisham Dan after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan according to their family, these cities with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their coast, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua, the son of Nun, among them. According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelt therein. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So they made an end of dividing the country. Chapter 20. The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for your cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwillingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he that do flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in the city until the stand before the congregation, until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. And they appointed a ditch in Galilee and Mount Naphtali and Shechem in Mount Ephraim and Kirjath Arba or Arba, which is Hebron, and the mountain of Judah, and on the other side of Jordan by Jericho eastward. They assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramah in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel and for the stranger that sojourned among them, and for the stranger that sojourned among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawares might flee thither and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stand before the congregation. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's get through with these. We can just talk about it a little bit. In chapter 19, it said, name the order in which the remaining tribes receive their land. Name the tribes that the remaining, and I can name them if nobody else can. The first one was Benjamin. The second one was Simeon. Zebulun, Issachar, Naphtali, and Dan. Because it's right. It's at the beginning, but it starts in it starts in chapter 18. It finishes off in chapter 18 about Benjamin. And 19 starts with Simeon, but Benjamin got his in verse 20 in chapter 19. And so they started with that. What did the tribe of Simeon receive? Where did the tribe of Simeon receive their land? Anybody? Okay.
Was it
the
in
tribe
Judah?
Of Simeon? Yeah, it was in Judah. It was in the south and south southern section of Judah territory. It was in the southern section of Judah. That's exactly right. In the tribe of Judah's land. Okay. What land did Joseph receive for an inheritance? And that's up. You know, they didn't want to do something special for Joseph. So they gave him some land. And it was the land in the mountains of Ephraim. Okay, chapter 20. These two verses.
what three tribes west of the Jordan had three of the cities of refuge? You just read that right. It was.
It's
a tribe. What three tribes?
West
of the Jordan had.
Oh, westward or eastward?
Ephraim.
So wait a minute. Is it Bezar?
It's westward. It's westward. It's westward.
Westward.
Let me see if I can. It's right in here. Anyway, it's Naphtali.
Oh.
It's Naphtali.
Oh, I see it now.
Ephraim and Judah to the east. Yep, it's Naphtali, Ephraim, and Judah. What three tribes on the east side of the Jordan had their other heads, the other three cities of refuge?
Okay. So is it Bezer?
Reuben. Gad, you know they did that early. Reuben, Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh. Remember when they was getting ready to go to war, they asked Moses, could they have that land? And right there on the other side of the Jordan, I think they was raising swine, hogs over there. And so they wanted to stay over there with their family, their wives and their children. But Moses told them, as long as you could, when they get ready to fight, you come out and fight, you can have this land. That was the thing. So this right here was just still the dividing of the land. They were still talking about the dividing of the land, and this is the first plot they had already did, the first people first half. Now they just finished the second half over here. And Benjamin was first, and Simeon. And so on and so on. But still, I think somebody in here took some land from somebody, but they were supposed to have much more land than this. They lost a lot of land because they did not take it. He said, come and possess the land. He said, go out and possess it. That means take it. And they were so used to God doing it for them, and they wouldn't move. And the only way they was going to get that land is if they took it. The only way. So that's why they didn't get a lot of the land. I'm going to post that. And God wasn't pleased with it either. He was still upset with them because, you know, he promised them. He promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that they would get this land, and they didn't do it. And they were still disobedient. They still was disobedient because they weren't taking the land. They were just waiting on God to move. And God said, no, you're going to do this. I mean, he gave them some. They didn't have to be bunched up or nothing like that. But because they didn't take the land, they was bunched up. They had to live in some places where they didn't want to live. because some of them had to live up on the mountain, had to cut the wood down off the mountain. And then some of them lived with the Canaanites. That's from last week. They was living with the Canaanites. Canaanites just paid them a little money. And they put up with them. And they let them live there. They tolerated them. So, you know, they was disobedient to God for not taking the land, possessing the land like he told them to. So, of course, they lost a lot of land from not doing that, from being disobedient. They didn't get the inheritance that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was told that they would get. That's the biggest part of this, the promise and the prophecy that they would get this land. And Moses thought they would get it too. He thought they would get it too. But they started disobeying Joshua. And, you know, they felt like Caleb was a little young, even though he was 85, when he started with, you know, leading them. They were just hard-headed, stiff-necked, wouldn't do what God say do. That's something. So do we have any comments or any questions or anything? It was mostly just talked about the dividing of the land. It was good, and we can always learn something from this, because we have to remember that when God say to do something, this is what I get out of it. I don't know what nobody else get out of it. But what I get out of it is, when God tells us to do something, I don't care if you by yourself. And he had help. They told him the other day that they was much stronger than the Canaanites, but they still was afraid because they was waiting on God. I don't think they was even afraid. They just wanted God to do it. So I learned, whether it's a lot or just one, when God say move, he means you move, because you're going to lose your inheritance if you don't. You're going to lose what you already have, what was already promised to you. You are losing. So that's what I get out of that. It's something. It's amazing that all those years they walked in the desert, and all the promises that God made them about the land flowing with milk and honey, and they just got a piece of it. That's just amazing. I don't understand, but that's really how it's going on today, because if we was as obedient as we should be, I really know that the world wouldn't be in the shape it's in now. But it's so much happening, and we so disobedient. And we're not trying to turn around. We're not trying to change. We're trying to accept what's going on, whatever it is. Whether it could be gay marriages or whatever, we're trying to accept it. And we should be, because that's not what God said. Whatever it is, we're trying to accept it and live with it. And I know we can't really do anything, but we can pray. And we can, you know, let people know it's not a good thing. It's not what God said. You know, I personally want my inheritance. Whatever God have for me, I want it. Whatever it is, and whatever process we have to go through to get it. Mm-hmm.
Can I say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I like the prayer about the incubus and the succubus and the sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. And I've been asking God to bring me down. And I think it was either on the news or on Facebook news, it was on some type of news where they caught 111 sex traffickers, like the group. They call
really?
And I know that ain't all of them, but God is doing what he said he's going to do.
Yes,
like, I feel
is.
Like if you pray without ceasing, God is going to do what
mm-hmm.
he said. And it's sad that people is interested in young children. It's so sad, but God is bringing
mm-hmm.
an end to it, and I just thank God for that. So with what you said,
mm-hmm.
I agree 100%.
That's right, because that's
great
good. Mm-hmm. That's good, because I'm telling you, we can't, and y'all excuse me because I'm trying to keep my voice, but we can't accept everything the devil sent our way. We cannot. That's what the children of Israel, that's what they're doing. Oh, we ain't taking that land. Where God at? You know, he can do it. Let him do it. You know, he said, go possess it. Go take it. Joshua. And Joshua hadn't got old right here. That's why they was giving him a piece of land to live on. Because Caleb was taking over now. Mm-hmm. So it's a blessing to see how God would have blessed them, how much of the inheritance they would have gotten, but it was from their own way that they didn't get it. So, you know, it's something. If we don't follow the ways of God, we'll miss out. If we don't keep his commandments, we'll miss out. Mm-hmm. Ain't no perfect nobody, because we sin every day. But we need to be trying to do what he say do. You know, they weren't even trying. And then when it was so many, one of them, I think it was Simeon, it was so many of them, they had to go this way and that way. And they didn't fight nobody to take it, but it was still so many. They had a lot of land too, though. They was given a lot of land, Simeon was. But the ones that went up on the mountain and had to cut trees down to have more land and still had to live with the Canaanites. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of the stuff that will happen when we're not obedient to God, what God says. And God ain't really saying anything in here. He's not really saying anything. He telling Joshua a little bit to tell him, but he's not saying a lot, because he know they being disobedient, and he's not going to do anything. He said, if you and me and my word and you can ask me for anything, and I'll do it. But when you're not in alignment with God, you won't get anything. And better yet, you'll be out of the will of God. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have a whole lot more to say, because it was just the dividing of the land. And then in chapter 20, they had the city of refuge. I think it was six of them. And I don't know if we know what the city of refuge is, but if they are like Levitical town, kingdom of Israel, and the kingdom of Judah, which is the perpetrators of accidental manslaughter. And what Ray was reading, the prophet this morning was reading, that they could claim the rights of asylum if you accidentally kill somebody, you could go to the city of refuge and live and not be afraid that somebody would hurt you or kill you or whatever. That's what those cities was for. Mm-hmm. Instead of going to jail, or instead of somebody coming to kill you or their relative or something, to them. Mm-hmm. So it's I mean, it's not like that they you can go to jail for manslaughter, but and we don't have a city of refuge for something like that. But back then they did. Because I think it was Moses set it up, or Joshua, one of them set that up for them, that they could have cities of refuge. I was going to say the tribe of Levi. One of them set it up, but it's a good thing for them if it accidentally happened. If it was an accidental thing and it couldn't be helped. Yep. Any questions? Any comments? Okay. When Israel entered the promised land, God told them to designate 6 cities as cities of refuge. Each of these cities were found in land that was given to the priestly tribe. That's what I thought of the Levites. I said it was the Levites. 48 total cities given altogether was 48. God did not designate any land in the promised land for the Levites, but instead, each of the tribes of Israel were told to give the Levites a portion of their allotment. And that was back over in Numbers and in Deuteronomy 19. And the cities of refuge were evenly scattered throughout the land of the Israelites, so that no city was more than about 30 miles from a city of refuge. That's a day's journey. And it was, and they were on the east side of the Jordan. And 3 were on the west side. I mean, it's a blessing that they had somewhere for them to go, because if they killed somebody back there and they found to get a hold to them, they was going to, you know, hurt them or kill them or whatever. And this, and especially if it was accidentally. God always provides, always got a ram in the bush. Always. And when you arrive at a city of refuge after killing someone, the person was to stand at the entrance of the gate of the city and state his case in the hearing of the elders of that city. Then he was to be taken into the city and protected from the avenger of blood. That's what Prophetess Martin was reading. It's in Judges, and leaders in the Old Testament often decided important legal matters too. So they heard them out first, and then they protected them. If it was an accident, then they protected them. So anyway, I thought we would have more on so we could we'll have, but it's all right. I thank God for the ones that came on, the ones that said a word, whatever. You know, I just thank and praise the Lord, because God is good. You know, I just give God all the praise and all the glory. I give him all praise and all glory, you know, for whatever it is, whatever situation, whatever circumstance it is. You know, a lot of times the devil try to keep us frustrated in things, especially me. He always throwing something in the ring at me. But it's okay, because I know why, because if I wasn't doing nothing, he wouldn't bother me. But I'm a threat to him, and I know that's why. I know that's why. And when I tell you, just back to back to back to back. So you know, when I'm running late or things are going on and I get on late, just know I'm coming. And a lot of times I have to press my way. Mm-hmm. So you all just keep me in your prayers. I had to, we had a young man to take some trees and stuff and put it on our front where the people can pick it up. Instead of them picking it up, they try to give us a ticket. So they want it up immediately. I had to go out there this evening and start picking it up. Them trees' limbs are so heavy, I can't hardly pick them up, but I did the best that I could, you know. And I didn't even see the sticker on the house and stuff. It just been rough, but it's okay. I'm going to get out there tomorrow and finish it and ask God to send an angel to help me lift that stuff, you know, and you know, just pray for them. It's a distraction. Mm-hmm. Just something to keep you frustrated. Like I told Apostle, I'm not really able to lift that stuff. And if I don't lift it and get it out the way, they're going to give us a ticket. We're going to have to pay money and stuff like that. It's just something. But it's all right, though. The devil going to just get beat down again. I'm going to step on his neck again. That's all. The more he fight me, the more I'm going to fight him in prayer. That's all. But that's why I was running a little late today, because I had to get out there and get that stuff up, and I'm not done with it yet. So y'all be praying for me. I'm going to try to call around and see if I can get me some help. Anyway, we're going to get ready to close. I thank you all for listening. God bless you all. We're getting ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for giving us an understanding, God. I thank you for the Holy Spirit on tonight. I thank you for each person under the sound of my voice, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover them and their families in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about to protect them. Angel, Lord, cover their homes and their vehicles tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless them with the blessing they stand in need of. And thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your word, God. Just thank you for your word. I pray and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So on Thursday night, we will not have Bible class. But next Thursday, we're going to have Bible class on next Tuesday and next Thursday. But next Thursday, we're going to do 3 chapters because I'm skipping the Thursday. So instead of 2, we're going to do 3. Like on Tuesday, we'll be doing 21 and 22. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday, we're going to do 23, 24, and I think that's it. And we'll start in the book of Judges if we have enough time. On next Thursday, we're going to do 3 chapters every other Thursday because I don't want to get behind, and I want us to learn and understand. So we won't have Bible class this Thursday. But next Thursday, we will have Bible class, but we will have 3 chapters next Thursday. So, but I will be on by the grace of God, I never nothing happened. I will be on in the morning at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. God bless you all. You all have a good night. I love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Good night, honey.
Love you. Good night.
Right.